there by Eric Dice. Oh, skips back across to the front, back over to Dice. Now Eric Dice with the long three rattles out, long rebound into the hands of Ethan Tisco. He comes up again, he tries to throw it over to Weifenbach. Now they get it to Quinn. Weifenbach from the left corner, his three-pointer's good. Nothing but net. FedEx takes the lead 4-2, 6:45 to go here in the first. Mary Lee.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great spot up in the corner. That's probably one of his favorite spots over there in plenty of time.
And here comes FedEx with that tight press of defense to get the ball stripped away by Jesse Quinn. Quinn throws it up to Pulaski, back across the key to Kitt. Quinn for a long three. His three rattles way out. Deep rebound control by Pulaski. Pulaski pushes it to Dice. Dice pushes it up the court to the left side. Long pass over to LaPrance. LaPrance three is no, way long, way off. Rebound right out of bounds off of North Huron. I believe that went off of Tony Morasky's hands out of bounds. And checking in for North Huron is going to be Kevin Rice. He's going to give that foot a shot. You can see it chased up there. I'm surprised to see him, really.
Yeah. Well, depending on how bad it was, he doesn't look like he's limping on it a lot, so.
And Quinn walks the ball up the court here, directs his track, and throws it over to the right side to Cisco. Back over to Quinn. They swing it down in the corner to Reifenbach for another three from there. This one's no good. Rebound rattles off into the hands of Eric Dice. He pushes the ball up the court. He's got numbers. Pulls up for the jump shot at the free throw line, and it rattles out.
Yeah.
Rebound control there by Pulaski. Pulaski pushes it up the court to Reifenbach. Reifenbach with the floor in the rain. No good. Rebound control by Kevin Rice, and he went up and come down.
No trouble.
And he pushes the ball up the court, tries to feed it to Dice. Quinn tips it right back into Dice's hand. And then Eric Dice tries to make a move, and it goes off his foot.
I think it was off a white player. I think North Carolina's going to get that ball back.
We're going to have a 30-second timeout now by the Warriors. We'll be back right after this.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School. You're listening to Hometown Hoops on Cruise 102.1. The FedEx Falcons with the lead 4-2 over the North Huron Warriors. That's 5:28 to go in the first. Ethan Cisco managed to jump in there and steal the ball away and came up for a layup again, and he was fouled. This time the foul was on Kevin Rice. Rice picks up his first, team second. And the first one for Cisco is good, making FedEx's lead 5-2. Kind of a quick-paced game, but nobody's really getting on a hot streak right now, Mary Lee.
No, but they are moving the ball well. FedEx is trying to trap on the side. Ball gets to the side.
6-2 FedEx with the lead as Cisco's second shot's good. And you know what? They are. They're almost playing what I like to call a sneak defense. They're sitting back, looking relaxed, like they're going to be in the zone.
Yeah.
And then they're jumping every pass, or like you said, trapping the second pass as it was tipped out of bounds there by Pulaski. At the top, the Dice. Dice skips, passes it over to Rice on the left side. He swings it back over to LaPrance. LaPrance gets it over. Oh, they skip it back over. I'm sorry, to Kevin Rice. Rice is looking fine on that ankle. Skip pass over to Eric Dice. Eric calls him out. He's covered there tightly by Cisco. He's got him up by the center court. Now they feed it in to Kevin at the free throw line. Kevin Rice dishes it back off to Dice. Dice shoots from the free throw extended. No good. Rebound controlled underneath by Evan Dice.
Yeah, Dice to Dice.
And he goes up and he fouls. They just can't get those baby ones in there to foul. They're just falling short of the rim there. They really need to go up. See, that's what this guy is. You find guys to try to lift it up and up over the rim instead of using that glass.
Right. I really think North Huron does not want to play this game. I think they want to pound it inside, but FedEx is sitting back and not letting them do that right now.
Checking in for FedEx is Scott Krug. Checking out of the game was Reifenbach. That first one for Evan Dice was good. His second one rattles off. Rebound tipped around, goes right into the hands of Eric. And he's going to take a three now from the left side, and he brings it. That's going to give them a tie ball game here. 6-6, 4:37 to go in the first. Pulaski pushes the ball up. Bellick wants to go fast tempo, and North Carolina wants to control a slower tempo game, like you said, and try to pound it inside.
And I think that definitely is what FedEx needs to do.
But
they don't have the bodies to match up with inside.
Evan Dice checks in, and in comes the last player,
Brandon Dean.
Of course, Maxwell checked in. And Brandon Dean checked in for FedEx. Long shot there by Hatt. Is no good. Rebound control by Dice. Dice pushes it up the court to Rice. Rice takes it in the key. Bounce pass is one too many pass. Picked out by Maddox. Quinn brings it up the court. This is off to the right side to Scott Krug. Krug goes inside up off the glass. No good. Tries to get his own rebound, and it's going to stay with the hatch underneath as it's tipped from behind by Maddox. I think you're going to see a lot of substitutions from North here, and I think they're a little bit deeper. Obviously, we've got more players, but I don't know how many are going to play. A shot there, a long shot there by Cisco, but it goes way out deep, and it's hustled down there by the France, Les France. I hope I'm getting that right. I asked a couple times, but Eric Dice tried to pass it down to Saransky, and he can't hang on to it. Turnover. Score remains 6-6, 3:52 to go here. Checking in for the North Huron Warriors is number 22, Tony Morasky, checking back out this time is Mike Saransky. I think he's going to try to keep fresh players the whole time.
Yeah, he's got eight guys sitting on that bench. He can do that.
It's just like he's rotating somebody in every time. I might have to turn that job over to you and keep track of the subs. And the ball is stolen away there by Rice.
Well, he is a savvy player.
He's good, and when he's on, he's on. And, you know, North Huron got three or four guys that can double figure any night or be a leader for him.
I think he averages 10 points, but I think what's more important about him is him setting people up. It looks to me like he's doing a great job of drawing and finding the open.
Maxwell with the ball. He throws it up to the top. Now it's to Dice. Dice gives it to the right side to Rice. Rice brings it back. He gives it back up here top to LaFrance. LaFrance feeds it to Dice. Dice feeds it down in a low block to Maxwell. Maxwell tries to go up and off the glass. No good. Rebound control by LaFrance lays it up and over the rim, making it 8-6, 3:10 to go. This is the second lead for the Warriors. Quinn tries to cut it in the lane. He couldn't get it tipped away, but right there to clean up that sloppy drive with Pulaski. Pulaski lays it up over the drive, and it's tied 8-8, 2:57 to go.
Just when I thought North Huron was going to have the rebounding edge, it goes the other way.
And they get it inside, feed it down low, try to feed it inside, and it was picked off by Quinn. Quinn pushes it up to a Cisco streaking up the court. This time he gets it from the right side up and off the glass. He can't get the left-handed ones to go, but he got the right-hander to go. And it makes it 10-8, FedEx with the lead. I'll tell you what, FedEx can get out and run. Cisco is quick.
One pass, and he was shooting a layup.
Quinn again dumps the pass down inside. North Huron continues to try to pound it into the low block, and Quinn keeps denying him. This time he feeds it to Pulaski, and then he gets it back at the free throw line. No shot. Good defense there by North Huron. Now the shot, Cisco up and over the top of the defender. And he switched.
Great move.
Right from the free throw line, extended it with a hand in his face, and he looked like he...
Yeah, he created some space by doing a little head fake one way and then went the other way and got enough room to get a great shot.
12-8, the lead, long 3-4 Rice. It rattles around, and up on the spot is Quinn. Quinn looks to push the ball up the court. He comes up the right side to Cisco again. Cisco this time is picked up by Dice. Throws it back to Quinn at the free throw line. He makes a one-handed shot. No good. Rebound control by Morasky. Morasky pushes it up the court to Dice with some fancy ball handling. He gets it into the paint. He throws it up. No good. And that was just a throw-up shot.
Yeah.
The first shot that both on guys drove into the paint just kind of...
He didn't leave himself any options.
Fortunately for him, it went off the Bodex player, and North Huron's going to retain possession underneath their basket. And we're going to have a timeout. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Seth Stapleton. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and your neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. Best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And we're back here at Bad Axe High School, where Bad Axe has the lead over the North Huron Warriors, 12-8, 1:44 to go here in the first quarter. North Huron with the ball under their basket. They inbound it. Dice.